Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Well, today I'm going to talk about something else that I think will really help you. Help you in not just your financial area of your life, but in every area. Is that okay if we do that? Okay. I have learned that the type of people that I enjoy spending time with, and I'm sure many of you will agree with me, the people I enjoy spending time with have got a certain thing that they all have in common. I'm talking about the people I enjoy spending time with. I'm talking about the people I love going on holidays with. I'm talking about the people that I just love having a coffee with. They've got something in common, every single one of them. And I'll tell you what it is. They have a spirit of generosity. People who are generous. People who are generous with their encouragement. People that are generous when you've done something really well. They're not shy to praise you for it and not feel like they're going to somehow lose if they tell you that you're great. People who are generous with their listening ear. Can anyone say amen to that? You know, people that are just generous. And I love being around those types of people. And I want to talk to you guys today about how we can be blessed by being generous. It will make a huge impact on your life. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6 puts it like this. It's in the Message version, and I love this. It says, lots of people flock around a generous person. Everyone's a friend to the philanthropist. People love being around generous people. Do you know, I've decided many years ago that I will not employ someone as a church. We have staff. I will not employ anyone who doesn't have a spirit of generosity. Why? Because I can never afford to pay them what they're worth. I can't afford to pay them for the hours that they do. They put multiples amount of hours in. But if they've got a generous spirit, it's no problem. But when they're counting every hour, it becomes a problem. And so I've decided to surround myself with generous people with a generous spirit. Ministry demands that you are generous. Generous with your time, generous with your talent, your treasure, generous with your words, listen, generous with your emotions, generous with your affection. And let's be honest, no one likes hanging around stingy people. Let's be honest about that. You know what? Not even stingy people like being with stingy people. The stingy person wants to be with the generous person. The generous person wants to be with the generous person. No one wants to be with the stingy person. Let's make a decision not to be the stingy person in life. Let's never have that reputation. Let's decide to be people that are known as being generous. Once again, Proverbs 11:24 in the Message version says it like this. It says, the world of the generous, it gets larger and larger. But the world of the stingy, it gets smaller and smaller. Why? Because no one wants to hang out with them. Okay, you can all go home now. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, listen, generosity is the key to a blessed life. I promise you, it really is. That's why it's a core sample in our church. One of our values as a church is generosity. And the tagline says that it is the path to a blessed life. Generosity is the path to a blessed life. Do you remember we started this series by saying, what would you believe if you read the Bible and believed it? And there was no one around to talk you out of what you just read. If you just simply read the Bible and believed everything that it said, that what it said you could do, you could do. What it says you could have, you could have. What it says you could become, you could become. If you just read the Bible and believed every word that it said, what would you believe about being blessed, I wonder? What would you believe about generosity? Well, this is what you would read in Proverbs 11:25. Listen to what it says. It says, a generous person will prosper. That's the word of God appealing to you, saying, listen, does anybody want to prosper in this room? Please give me a big shout. Anybody want to prosper? So if you were reading the Bible, you would say, okay, I want to prosper, God. And God would say, well, then be generous. Do you want to prosper? Be generous. And then it says, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Why does it talk about refreshing others in the same sentence as being generous? Because generous people refresh you. I want to be the sort of person that when people hang out with me, they walk away going, I feel so refreshed. as opposed to, I feel so drained. Oh my gosh. Have you been with those people? Oh my gosh. I feel like they suck the life out of me. I want people to go, I feel refreshed. Come on, repeat after me. Refreshed. Yeah, just choose to be that person. Choose to be someone. Listen, there's going to be a little bit here today as to what I choose to do because I'm the one speaking. I've got the microphone. I'm allowed to say what I want, okay? But I'm telling you, I'm trying with all my heart to be this person. I want to be this person. I want to be this person that when you leave my presence, when you leave my house, when you get out of my car, when you leave a coffee shop, you can honestly say, I feel so refreshed.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, the Bible tells you, be generous then.
Yeah.
Have a spirit of generosity in your heart. And as you do that, you get to Proverbs 22, verse 9. And it says this, it says, the generous will themselves be blessed. The generous will themselves be blessed. Why? Because they share food with the poor. I want to show you something. Have you noticed that every time the Bible talks about generosity, it always gives you a purpose for the generosity? It's not just about you being generous to yourself. We're supposed to be being generous to others. Some of us are very generous to ourselves. Nothing wrong with that. But the Bible is saying you're generous when you're helping the poor, someone who doesn't have what you've got. And it links your generosity to people. And then you'd come across Psalm 112 verse 5. Look at what it says here. It says, good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Listen to what the Bible's telling us. Do you know, when you're generous, you then bless others. And because you bless others, God says, now you're now going to be blessed. And because you are now blessed, you can then be generous to bless others. And because you're then being blessed, you can then be generous again. And because you're being generous and you're being blessed, then you get blessed and you're being generous again. And it just goes around and around and around and around and around. I'm blessed, so I'm generous. And then I'm blessed again. And so then you give it away again. And that's what God says. Listen, it's not a vicious cycle. It's a victorious cycle. God wants us caught up in a victorious cycle where you've got and so you then give. And then because you gave, it then comes back to you. But it comes back as a heart. That's the cycle God wants us caught up in. These are the people that when you're around them, you feel refreshed. I like that. Do you know there are parts of the Bible that are addressed to pastors, specifically addressed to teachers and Bible teachers? It's addressed to me. It's addressed to me and how I ought to be helping you guys. And the Apostle Paul sends this letter to the Apostle Timothy, and he says, to the pastor Timothy, and he says, Timothy, I want you to tell this to the people. So are you ready for it? This is a very powerful passage that will help us all today. I'm going to pull some truths out of it. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, and here it goes. This is the Apostle Paul. He says, command those who are rich in this present world. Let's just stop for a moment. The Apostle Paul is telling Timothy to address rich people in the church. Point one, it's okay to be rich. Get over it. It's okay. But you know, sometimes people have really got a problem with that. They hate that. They don't even like that word. And I've got a problem with that because that's half my name. I like the fact that people have to call me Rich. Hey, Rich. Thank you, man. I love it. I really do. We need to get our heads around that the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, listen, it's okay to be rich. He says, command them, actually. He says, but listen, let's continue the verse. He says, command them not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth. So church, don't do that. If God has blessed you, don't be arrogant about it. Have a good spirit about it, right? And then he says, but put your hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. You know, sometimes we can have a theology that we're supposed to be absolutely strapped. We've got nothing, but we're always helping other people. That's great, but that's not what the Word of God says. It says we're allowed to enjoy the blessed life that God has given us. But out of that blessing, we continue to help others. And we continue to be generous. And as we understand this, we're going to see God unlock something. Have a look at what 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says. It says, you know, actually, can we read this out together? Come on, 1, 2, 3. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that what the Word of God is telling us? It's okay if you've got wealth as long as wealth doesn't have you. It's okay to have it as long as it doesn't have you. It's okay. Jesus has actually paid a price so that we can be people, listen, wait for it, that we can be so blessed. Why? So that we can be a generous people. Very difficult to be generous when you've got nothing. When you've got no time, you can't be generous with your time. But he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be a person who's able to give because you've got. Now, I know for a fact some of you are saying, gee, I hope this is a great message for someone in this room because he's talking to rich people. That's not me. Well, there is a website called Global Rich List. And I challenge you to get on it. Not right now. Don't be tempted. But I got onto this website and I typed in that I earn $50,000 a year. Why $50,000? Because in Australia, the median income is $55,000. So I typed in 50, less than the median. Have a look at where it put me on the world's rich list. I'm in the top 0.31% of the world's richest people. I am the 18,652,583rd richest person in the world. Woo! Go me. But if you earn over 50, it's crazy where you're at. So what I'm trying to say to you is, the Word of God, it does apply to you. When it says that you're rich, you really are rich. Actually, I'm gonna say this to you, and please give me an appropriate amen. If you live in Australia, you're rich. If you live in this beautiful country that we get to call Australia with a healthcare system, and you know what, you can't starve in this country unless you want to. I'm telling you right now, because we have got programs in this nation that we are so blessed by. And do you know how all that gets paid by? By people's tax. It's okay to pay tax, friends. And we achieve that by people paying their tax. And we live in a prosperous nation. And you know why it's important to understand that we ought to be generous people? Because our God is so generous. The Bible says that when God gives us his Holy Spirit, he doesn't just give him to us a little bit. The Bible says he generously gives us his Holy Spirit. Do you know when it talks about wisdom? It says when you ask God for wisdom, ask him for it because he will give it to you generously. The Bible specifically tells us that God is very, very generous. Do you know, the King David, when he talks about his cup being poured into by God, he says, God makes my cup to run over. Like God's a really bad dinner guest. Like if God came to your house and he was pouring you a glass of wine, he would just keep pouring and pouring and pouring until it was all over your hand. God, stop, stop. No. We're just going to keep pouring. We're going to make sure that cup's full. Why, God? Because I'm just generous. That's the God that we serve. And that's the spirit that we ought to have. He's the generous God. Come on, give him a round of applause. I love this. I love it. So listen, today I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about having this generous spirit. Isaiah 32 verse 8 says something really peculiar to all of us. It says, but a generous man, or a woman of course, devises generous things. And by generosity, they're going to stand. I want to challenge all of us. When was the last time you devised a generous plan? Where you actually purposely went out of your way to try and be a generous person. Now think about this, seriously, because I think that's the call of God on our lives. A generous person tries to make ways to be generous. Some of you may have heard of Oprah Winfrey. I don't know, I think she started with this whole paying it forward thing. Anyone heard about this whole paying it forward? Where you basically, you know, you go to McDonald's and you pay for your meal and you also pay for the car behind you. Have you ever heard of people doing this? Right? So this lady, young girl, starts it in Starbucks. And so she goes to the counter, she pays for her coffee, and she says to the cashier, I also want to pay for the person behind me. So the second person turns up and they say, excuse me, your coffee's already been paid for. And they go, by who? Oh, by that girl over there. So then what they do is they take the free coffee and then they say, well, then can I pay it to the person behind me? right? And so the third person steps up and off they go. Well, guess what? 3 people, 4 people, 100 people, 200. It stopped at 378 people. But someone was the 379th. Thanks. Listen, make a decision you're not the 379th person. Sometimes you've got to ask yourself, would that have been me? Would I have gone, awesome. I'm so broke, man. Well, what were you doing standing in the line? How are you planning to pay for it? But some people who were willing to pay for their coffee, obviously, they were standing in that line, took a free one and then didn't pay for the person behind them. Come on, that's not generous. And you know, sometimes when we just take and we don't ever have a plan to give back, you know what? That's not the spirit that God has called us to. He's called us to have a generous spirit. Amen. I want a church that's generous. I believe I pastor a church that's generous. Give someone a high five beside you. Yeah, come on. Do you know, when I was much younger, 17 to be exact, when I was 17 years old, I had a horrific motorbike accident. I woke up out of the coma with 2 paramedics by my side. I was flat on the ground. I had a bone sticking out of my arm. I had a head-on collision with a taxi. I broke my foot. And I remember waking up and these paramedics were right beside me. My clothes were completely torn because, you know, that's what they do to check if you're bleeding anywhere. And I remember the look of love and concern by the paramedic at the end of my feet. And he looked at me and he said, son, remember these words so clear, son, can you move your feet? And then I thought, oh my gosh, I know what he's saying. If I can't move my feet, I'm a quadriplegic. I will never walk again. That's what he's trying to say. And I remember I was able to just wriggle my toe and he goes, you're going to be fine. And joy just filled my... And then I actually passed out from trauma. But anyway, literally, I actually just passed out. Just, okay, I'm done. I've done my work here. Do you know, from that day, whenever I see paramedics buying a coffee, I can't help. I always pay for it. And listen, I'll tell you why I do that. I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful. Do you know, I'm so thankful. This morning, while I was having a coffee, some paramedics came in. I did the same thing. Can I tell you something? I get the greatest joy out of that. Like you're thinking, oh, poor Richard. Are you kidding me? This is a great way that I love watching their expression. Who? And I'm hiding behind. I love it. Today I even got them muffins. I said, tell them they can get muffins as well. So they're walking out with muffins. I love that. Let me tell you why I do it. You know, those guys, when they... By the way, this is not a big promotion for paramedics, but let's just think about it for a moment. When they're doing their job, they're going to a scene of a horrific tragedy. That's whenever you hear sirens, they're not going to have a cup of tea with someone. They're going to rescue somebody. I love that. I want them to feel special. I never want them to retire. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But listen, come on, let's have a spirit of generosity. There's a pizza shop in New York. And obviously there's a lot of homelessness in New York too. Rents are very expensive, not many jobs. And there's a pizza shop owner. And as people would come in, people would buy a piece of pizza and then he would say to them, hey, listen, did you want to buy a piece of pizza for $1? And what I'll do is I'll give you a sticky note, post-it note, and you can write down what you wrote and go put it on that wall. And then what can happen is a homeless person can come in, grab the sticky note, and they can use it as cash. Wow. Well, he thought maybe 10 or 20 people would want to do this. Have a look at this picture. Have a look at that picture. To date, 10,000 pieces of pizza have been purchased by ordinary people that say, you know what, I'm so blessed, to be honest. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'll pay for an extra piece of pizza. And then they take that. And homeless people can just come in, grab. You know what concerns me? Our interns would be there like you wouldn't believe, right? They would be smashing those pieces of pizza. Shame on you! What a great attitude. I love that spirit. Hey, listen, sometimes we think generosity has to be this big, massive thing. Just choose to be a generous person. Just choose to open the floodgate and you'll see the opportunities that start to take place in your life. Let's be a generous people. Let's be a generous person. Let's make a decision that these are the people we want to be. You know, you just saw a great video for Vacation, which is our young people's camp. Do you know their lives are transformed at that camp? Young people are transformed. Only problem is, because of insurances and things these days, it's very expensive. Do you know there are people in our church that whenever they buy a registration for their child, they also buy one for a child they don't even know who can't afford to be there. That's the church you go to. Every year there are people that pay for registrations. Hey, listen, maybe sometimes they pay for half a registration, but someone else's half creates the whole. I love that spirit of generosity. Actually, every year I'm blown away. My child and some other child I don't even know. But a few weeks later, we can stand up and say, that child's life was transformed. Isn't that great? I love that, Abek. Yeah, come on, give yourselves a round of applause. I think it's awesome. 2 Corinthians 9:11 says this, you will be enriched in every way. Why? So that you can be generous on every occasion. And what will happen? And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I love that. Your generosity will make people go, why are you doing this? Because I'm just generous. I'm not trying to earn brownie points. It's just who I am. Listen, it's not what I do, it's who I am. I just can't help it. It's just what I am. So therefore, I do it. Helen and I, we were looking for a venue in Poznan to hold our women's conference. Flourish is going to be there, 2018. And so we found this beautiful venue. So ladies, if those of you who are planning to come, we found this beautiful venue. But it's quite difficult to get because it's like a performance, musical performing arts sort of centre. And so we don't really fit the criteria. So we're going there, hand in heart, trying to convince this woman to give us this venue. And so it's Helen's conference, and so I'm sort of sitting back just watching Helen do her thing. It's actually quite interesting to watch her do her thing. She was like, man, she became the corporate girl, mate. She was like... And so she starts talking to this lady, and this lady was all corporate and, you know, well-to-do. And so Helen's giving her the vision of Flourish and why we're doing it. And then eventually this lady says, oh, I hear what you're saying. Okay, that's great. And then she says, can I ask, why are you doing this? And Helen just sort of stopped. I could tell she was a bit like, wow, okay. And then she just spoke from her, completely from her heart, and she just said, we just want to help the girls of your nation. And she said, are you coming all the way from Australia just to help us? And Helen said, yeah. And she said, why? And back in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, why? Why are we doing this? It sounds like a lot of hard work, actually. But you know what, we just want to see that nation go to a next level. Do you know, as Helen began to tell her that, her eyes began to well up. Generosity is so moving. And her heart began to be touched. And she was like, she literally had to stop the meeting because she was getting so emotional that we just wanted to help their nation. No agenda. Just want to see them work in that nation. Isn't that great? That's what your church is all about. That's what we are all about. That's what God is all about, in Jesus' name. I love this. This is good. This is good. Yeah, yeah. Come on here. If you want to clap, let's clap, hey? Yeah, if one person's going to clap, let's all clap. Let me tell you something about generosity. Generosity starts where necessity ends. Let me give you an example of that. I think it's necessary to put your children through school. Paying your children's school fees, I know sometimes we feel like we're being generous, but you brought them into the world, educate them, okay? I think you owe that to them. Of course, they should be thankful and grateful of all those things, but I don't think you're being generous by sending your kids to school. But spending time with them to get their homework done, reading to them, now that's generosity. That's what will stand out to your kids. I promise you, your kids don't usually say, thank you for sending me to school. What they'll say is, thank you for helping me with my homework. Yeah. Generosity is the over and above zone. I worked out many, many years ago, buying my wife a brand new iron doesn't count for generosity. Guys, heads up on that, okay? My wife just sees an instrument of torture, okay? When you know, I put a big bow on it, like she was supposed to go, wow, now I get to iron more shirts, right? But a pair of boots, woo-hoo-hoo, man, generosity. Yeah, it starts right there. But if my wife would say, she would still say that's necessity, but I think it's generosity. Hey, come on, let's be generous in our relationships. Because remember, we're not just talking about funds. We're not talking about money. We are talking about money. This is the money series. But listen, who you are is who you are. And when you're generous with your time and you're generous with your words and you're generous with your compliments, then of course you're going to be generous with your funds as well, because who you are is who you are. I just want you to decide today that you want to be a generous person, that you want that spirit of generosity to be all over you. Is anyone with me? Let's make a decision today to be this sort of person. My goal, friends, I'm telling you straight out, my goal is, I've raised 3 children, still raising them, but I made a decision. You know, God's given me a spirit of, I just don't want to be a father to my own kids. I'm going to be the second dad to your kids. Maybe I'm third dad or fourth dad, but I want to love them. I want to encourage them. Actually, I've got a bit of a goal. At my funeral one day, and there's thousands and thousands of people all coming to pay their respects to Pastor Richard. Did you hear that? Thousands and thousands of people just coming in. Can't get them in anymore. You know what? I want some people honestly shedding some tears in a happy way, saying, that guy, he was so generous to me. He was so kind. You know, just recently, a guy in our church on Facebook, he was celebrating his friend who had recently passed away. And the one comment he keeps saying about that guy is, you were so generous. You were so generous. What's going to be said about you and me when we pass? Is it, oh man, I'm so glad that person's dead? That was so stingy? Or, wow, the world has lost a generous person. Come on. The world has lost make a decision who you want to be. I want to be a generous person. I want to leave behind that legacy. I want my son to say, my dad wasn't just my dad, he was my friend. That's what I want. We can make a decision. You know, the Bible gives us this story. It's a really sad story, but it's true. Jesus talked about a man who was so blessed with a crop that his barn was completely full. Do you remember this story? And his barn was so full that he had all this crop that he couldn't even get into his barn. He had so much of it left over. And so what was his grand plan? The Bible tells us that he pulled down the barn that he had, built a bigger barn so that he could get the bumper crop into the barn. And then it tells us what he said to himself. He said, soul, eat, drink, and be merry, because you don't have to work another day in your life. That's what he said to himself, because he had all this grain in the house. And the Bible tells us that God spoke to him and said, you fool. Tonight, I require your soul from you. In other words, God was going to take him home. Do you know why God gave him the extra crop? So that he could be generous with it. Instead, he just took what he had left over, he took into his own barn. And God said, that's not a wise thing to do. Hey, listen, God's got no problem with your barn being full. What are you going to do with the rest of this stuff? What are you going to do with the rest of it? God says, be generous. Be generous. Come on, does anybody want that spirit of generosity? Friends, it's a spirit. Do you know what's going to heal some relationships in this room? Generosity. Because we're doing the necessary stuff. What we've forgotten is the generosity stuff. The stuff that actually brought us together. Do you know what's going to heal some father-son relationships? Generosity. Wow, Dad, why would you do that? Because I just love you, son. Do you understand? I love you. But Dad, you didn't have to do that. I know I didn't have to do that, but I love you. Wow, healing comes. Come on, spirit of generosity. Where is it, friend? Forget the necessity. I mean, should I say, build on that. But don't stay there. Generosity. Come on, why don't you stand with me?
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.